Todd this morning, right. Just make sure that it's going to be able to can you tell me what your name is, and we'll stop and make sure that it can pick
have
up your
Marie
voice.
Catherine Carwell Robinson.
Today is March the 6th, 2008. My name is Isabel Tuning, and I'm in the home of Mrs. Robertson today, and I'm going to interview her for the Brownsburg Museum. Mrs. Robertson, could you tell us what your whole name is?
Mary Catherine Carwell Robinson.
Right. And do you mind telling me when you were born?
In December the 15th, 1927.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you had a big birthday last year then. You turned 80 last year. Just turned 80, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for you. And so you grew up in Brownsburg. Who were your parents?
Alice and Roscoe Carwell.
And Mr. Carwell had a nickname, right? Most people knew him as Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the garage in Brownsburg?
Yes.
And you grew up right there in kind of in the middle of town, right?
That's right.
Which house did you grow up in?
I don't know how to explain that.
Well, it's the Sears house, right? The house that came from Sears Roebuck,
right?
Uh-huh. And you had a big family?
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? Say their names out loud so we can...
It was Lois, Virginia, Helen, Mildred, and myself, and Janet. Six girls. And four boys.
And what were the boys' names?
Floyd, Frank, Ray, and Herb.
And who, you and Janet and Herb and Ray are still living? Are there others that...
No, that's all
mm-hmm, living. Mm-hmm. And who was the oldest?
Lois.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Virginia.
And then...
Floyd and Helen. I don't
mm-hmm,
know if
mm-hmm. It's hard to keep them all in order. How old were you when the house was built?
I really don't.
Do you remember when it was built? When it was new?
It tells you in the book.
But you don't do you just always remember living there, or did you live in the other
house? I just remember living in that
mm-hmm. one. Was it just a couple big rooms upstairs?
Wait
the girls
a minute.
Had?
No, I was 7 years old when our other house burnt.
Uh-huh.
And then Virginia and I, we couldn't get downstairs
because
the smoke was coming upstairs so bad. So we climbed out on the porch roof and jumped off.
Oh my goodness. And you were 7 years old?
Uh-huh, and I broke my arm.
Oh.
And my daddy, he got burnt real bad.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
But I don't remember, you know, too much
uh-huh.
about that.
Where did you live then after the house burned?
Well, different ones around. I stayed at the Pattersons for, I think, a little while.
And they were your next door neighbors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I really don't know
mm-hmm.
too much
mm-hmm.
you know, about that.
And then did it take a while for the new house to get built?
Yeah.
And you stayed with the Pattersons.
And I don't know what we, I really don't mm-hmm. know what we mm-hmm. did, you know. I don't know how long I was there. Because all we had on our backs was what we were sleeping in, you know.
Oh, it was at night? It happened
everything
at night?
Everything went, and everything just went. And all it caught us in bed.
What time of year was it?
It was cold. I don't know what time of year. My older sister, Lois, had got up to make a fire.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what happened. If she left, you started the fire with coal oil and wood and all. We don't know if she left the can sitting on the stove and it blowed up. We don't know what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she got burned up, in the fire.
Oh.
And that's how my daddy went. My daddy went and opened the door, and then that's when it let it through the house. And then we couldn't get down the steps. We had to just climb out the window and jump.
Oh, my goodness.
I broke my arm. I don't know too much more about it.
That's terrible. Oh my goodness. And so then he built the new.
Yeah, he built the Sears house back. They say it's bad luck to build back in the same place, because that one did about catch on fire.
Oh, it did?
It did.
When you lived there? When you all lived there?
Yeah, we don't know what happened. All we know, he had some sacks hanging in the basement. Some way they caught on fire. We don't know how.
But you were able to get the fire out that
time?
Mildred
ran up to the garage for my daddy and all. Some of us ran up to the garage for my daddy, and then time I got down there, we always carried rainwater over there to the basement, to wash your clothes. And we built a fire in the basement down there, and then we threw that water on and got it out.
Oh my goodness. Well, when you were all growing up in the house, were there two big rooms upstairs, and the boys had one room and the girls had
it
one room?
It was three rooms upstairs. One of them was supposed to be in a sewing room, but we used it for a bedroom.
So did the girls have two rooms and the boys had one room? And your parents were downstairs?
See, that house had five bedrooms in it.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't realize it had that many. Four upstairs, or two downstairs,
two down,
and three up. And did it have indoor plumbing when it was first built? Oh, you had really modern conveniences in Brownsburg then.
I think about how my aunt, how they used to live.
So that would have been about 1934 or something like that, if you were, well, that may have been when the first house burned, so it was maybe
I was 7 years old when our house burned. Let's see.
Well, then if it took a couple years to build it back, it would have been probably mid-30s when the house was built.
I could tell you, I saw the picture of my daddy a while ago.
Mrs. Robertson has a nice book that has all kinds of memorabilia in it about Brownsburg, and she's looking it up to see if she can find a little bit more of the information about the Sears house in Brownsburg. So you had, was the bathroom downstairs? And it had a nice modern kitchen, I guess?
all didn't have, you know, built-in cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had the kitchen cabinet, you know.
Did your parents grow up in Brownsburg, or did they move there from somewhere else?
My father's home was in Middlebrook, and he just came there and you know, did the garage work.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of garage work early on, with not many cars? Was he always busy?
Well, he sold gas too.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Our old house. It was destroyed in 35. The old house was destroyed in 35.
Mm.
But
who's this a picture of?
That looks like our house, and that
does look like your house.
Well, I think that was up about Richmond. I cut down.
No, this is in Arlington.
Up there somewhere. Yeah, mm-hmm. I put it in with that because it looked like ours. And that's a Sears house. It could be the same house.
Here it says, house built from kit in 1936 is still sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about your house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was built in 36 mm-hmm. then.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't take too long if it burned in 35 and then they
finished
building it in 36. It didn't take that long.
And it had a good basement.
Did it? Mm-hmm. And then there are a couple little buildings out back, right?
Uh-huh.
What were they used for?
What was stored the meat in one.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
We called it sort of like a spring house down.
Mm-hmm.
We always separate the milk, you know. We had two cows, and we separate the milk down there in the bottom part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had hogs, so we put the meat upstairs
mm-hmm.
the building. Then, we had another building on up there that we had chickens and the hogs up there. And Daddy always just rented the lot there
mm-hmm.
close that, you know, kept two cows in.
I wonder who he rented it from.
I don't know if it was the Wrights or not. Wrights used to live there.
Where did they live?
Right down on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Where that little log cabin is.
The Heffinger boy,
mm-hmm.
used, you know, lived there. And they always kept a couple cows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who did the milking?
I did.
Did you? Were you pretty good
Until
at it?
Until I left home, then Ray did it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had to. I had to get up there and milk them cows before I went to school,
you know.
You did? Separate them out. The same thing in the evenings,
mm-hmm.
you know.
We had
our chores to do, you know. It was go to school, do your chores, go to school, come home, do your chores, and church.
What were some of the other chores? What did your sister Virginia do? What was her chores?
I don't.
But mainly you remember what you did.
I know what I had. I know what I had to do for it.
So can you?
I left home. I went to the third year high school. So then I left home, I failed English, and I went down to the Lee's carpet and went to work.
That was a pretty long way from home. Did you drive back and forth every day?
After I left home, I stayed with my cousins up to Lexington for a while. And then I got married.
So could you tell me a little bit more about your father's garage? I guess people started first buying automobiles and
they had those old Model A's, Model T's, you know, back
and
then.
So there was a lot of business for your father keeping everyone's car running?
Yeah, selling gas because he had George Lotz work for him and helped him. And both of them took care of the garage and that up there.
Did he build the garage, or was there already a building there? Do you know?
I think he built it.
And how long did he stay in business? I remember him being there.
I don't know when he gave it. I really don't. All his life, I don't know when he gave it up. I just don't know when he just actually gave it up.
When did he die? Were your parents still living in Brownsburg when he died? And did he die before your mother?
No, mother died first.
So he lived there by himself for a while.
And then they had put him in a nursing home.
Who were your neighbors in Brownsburg? You mentioned the Pattersons.
The Runkles?
Did the Runkles later, where did the Runkles live?
They lived right there side of us.
So the Pattersons lived there first and then the Runkles lived there, or? You said you had stayed with the Pattersons?
Oh, that was Sam Patterson.
Okay.
Next to the bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the wrong person.
Oh, you're saying about Rosenthal.
Right. Okay. So you stayed with Mr. and Mrs. Finley Patterson.
Then that's right. Finley Patterson.
Right. Because they had a big family too, didn't they? They had 8 or 9 children, I think.
It was a good neighborhood.
So the Runkles lived next door to you, and then, do you remember who lived in those 3 little stucco houses that are there? Were the Buchanans living there when you were growing
up? Ms. Buchanan, yeah. And then the Wades, and the Dices, and then my aunt, Hattie Berry, lived over there.
Oh, she was your aunt? Was she your father's sister or?
Mother's sister.
Your mother and Mrs. Berry were sisters. Someone had mentioned to me that she sometimes took in welfare children.
I was about the only way. I reckon she made 11. I still think about her. You know how they lived. No running water in the house. And no electricity, you know. They had to fix the oil lamps. They had the lamps. And I still think about how they lived.
It was a hard life.
Yeah, I know. They had a sister and outside. They pumped the water up, you know. I think if we had to live like that, I don't know what we'd do. No electricity, no water, running water in the house.
No, we've gotten spoiled, haven't we?
to see how she would dig in that stove and try to get the wood to burn, you know, cook something to eat.
Mm-hmm. What did your uncle, Mr. Berry, do?
He didn't do nothing much. They had chickens and a cow and just gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. They did have a cannery there. You know, it used to be the old black school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they had a cannery in there, and I think he worked there some
with that.
But other than that, I don't think he did much of anything.
But do you remember any of the children that they had?
Yeah, they were Smiths. It was Woodrow and Annie and Irene and James. James worked down at the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened to them, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got married and had families.
Right.
And I think a couple of them was up around Richmond somewhere. But James was up around Lexington, and he worked down where I did.
Did the Berries have any children of their own?
They had, see, the Snyders lived up on the hill on up there. As you go towards the Starks. The Snyders lived up there. And see, that was one of her daughters, and then she had her son lived on Clifton Fords. That's only two I know.
Mm-hmm.
I tried one at Virginia Snyder, lived at Fairfield. There's three.
What was her name who lived on the hill? Mrs. Snyder.
Tave, they called her Tave.
How do you spell that?
Tave Berry, or
T-A-V-E.
Tave. She was married to Lee Snyder.
Uh-huh. So two of them married Snyders then.
Mm-hmm. We called her Dutes. Her name was Virginia.
Everybody had nicknames, didn't they?
And you know.
And that's Mrs. Berry, whose name was Virginia? Whose name was Virginia?
The one that married Virginia. She was Virginia Berry, married John Snyder.
Oh, and she lived
and
over.
And Tave married Lee Snyder.
Okay. That so Virginia's the one who lived in Fairfield.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you mentioned your father had come from Middlebrook? He grew up in Middlebrook?
That's where his home was.
Uh-huh. How about your mother? Where did she grow up?
I don't know. My mother was a clemmer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know too much about her. Her brother lived at Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister lived in Covington.
And then her other sister lived right down in Brownsburg.
Yeah, and then the one in Brownsburg, yeah. And then Daddy's sister lived down at Brownsburg, too.
Who was that?
Aunt Lena Lotz. They lived on a farm down there.
Where did they live?
We call it going around the hill. You know, as you go between the stores
and
go down in that way, like you're going towards your Bulkers Creek, they lived on a farm down there, Sam Lotz.
Uh-huh.
And Aunt Lena was Daddy's sister.
And who, you mentioned Mr. George Lotz worked for your dad?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where did he live?
He lived in Pisgah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was married to Lizzie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lizzie.
Right.
And see, you know, all those are dead.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the fire is probably the first thing you remember about being in Brownsburg. Do you remember things before that, or?
I don't know.
How about school? Did you walk to school Brownsburg?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Went home for lunch.
We did go
for home for lunch, yeah. And
do you remember who some of your teachers were?
Ms. Buchanan was. I failed the fifth. she was my fifth grade teacher.
She failed me.
Huh? And she was. And I think I remember Ms. O.C. Trimmer.
You remember?
She was a principal, you know. Mm-hmm. You could hear her switching those kids. They don't do it now.
I've heard a lot about her. People say she was quite a disciplinarian.
Oh, yeah, well, Ms. Buchanan, you were scared to move, and now they say kids just gets up and walks around the room, does what they want.
But she was a hard teacher, huh?
I knew Molly Sue and Lib Ward. I don't remember them teaching me. But Ms. I remember Mr. Bosworth. He taught me one class in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think about this one. She was a Ms. Watson. And I think she lived on a farm up right then. I think she died. But she was our home ec teacher, Ms. Watson.
What was her first name?
I don't know. Mm-hmm, I wish I knew. I don't remember. All I know is of Ms. Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you like home ec?
Yeah, but still, I sew. This fixed thing needs to be sewed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the dresses got up way up here, I had to make me some. So that's the reason. When they went long, I said, I'll never wear again when they go down long again, because I cut my old ones off.
Oh, right.
When they got down, I had some long, I cut them off. They'd either get too short or too long. That's why I wore slacks.
That's a good solution to that problem.
And then
problem.
You don't have to wear a hose,
right.
too. That's a
right.
big problem.
Yep. So did you enjoy school?
Yeah, playing basketball. You know, I played basketball and softball. Even after we had games, you know, when we wasn't in school, we had a couple teachers. I don't remember. I got a picture of them, but I don't remember their names. We had a team, you know.
Did Miss Trimmer coach the basketball team?
I don't remember coaching.
Did you travel around to play other schools?
I don't remember traveling around. Most of them was just started to school. And, you know, softball. I played softball after I went down to that plant and went to work.
Did you?
On the recreation field up in Lexington.
Mm-hmm. Were you a pretty good player?
Yeah. See, we used to get over in the meadow. You know, I guess, don't the stars still own that?
Mm-hmm. Mac is my dad.
Yeah.
Mac Stewart.
I knew they bought it, and I didn't know if they still owned that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, we used to get over in the meadow when we was kids and play ball on Sundays.
Which meadow is that?
Over next to where the creek was.
Across from your house?
And we had a swimming hole over.
Did you?
So we had a swimming hole and we played ball, softball over there and ride bicycles. And
did you dam up the creek to make a swimming hole?
No, it was always just a hole over there.
And that's what you did on Sunday afternoons?
We
just
played softball and ride bikes. All the things to do was go to school and church, and then we just, you know, most people stayed to themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't mingle, you know. Mostly, they went on about their own business.
Right, right, uh-huh.
And then this, some of us kids would get together and play ball.
Who were your friends? Who was your age growing up there?
I was kind of in between. They were either older or younger. I was just sort of in there, you know.
Well, you had a big family, so you had plenty of people to play with, I guess.
Yeah. Because I remember I slipped on, I was running base over there, and I slid on the grass, and that's when I broke my ankle.
Oh, you had a lot of broken bones then, haven't you?
Yeah, because I house burnt, and, you know, I jumped off the porch, broke my arm, and then I was playing ball, and broke my ankle. It's just been, I said, I don't know why. I told the doctors, I said, I don't know why. I'm the only one that always was getting hurt.
Now, did the doctors in Brownsburg take care of your broken arm and your broken ankle?
I think it was Dr. I don't know, he's a Dr. Taylor. Anyway, what broke, he took me to Lexington Hospital. And they put a cast on me from my knee down.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Dr. Williams, and I remember Dr. Taylor. That's only two doctors I remember.
I remember Dr. Taylor. I have a vague recollection of him. And so after you got out of school, you went down and worked at Lee's Carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years did you work there?
It was over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Till I started having back trouble. I failed in 63. And I went out early one morning carrying a garbage can like this and didn't know it rained and froze ice. And then when I stepped out the garage, my feet went out like this, and I went backwards. It just knocked me out. I just saw stars.
Mm.
And of course, I got up and went on, tried to work. I just kept getting worse. My bones just got the, like, you could just feel them gritting together in my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got completely just, I couldn't do it. And Dr. Webster came down here, Dr. Webster.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's nothing to do, but you have a fusion of the spine.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to do
after
that.
He fused my spine.
Oh.
I tell you, the doctors, I was fooling with Dr. McClung in Lexington, and that doctor both let me die. I wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for Dr. Webster.
Mm-hmm.
He got a hold of me.
Did you meet your husband while you were working at the plant?
He worked down there. He came out of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
He was in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out of the Army. Mildred was the one that was doing the dating and getting the men up, you know. And so she was going with this Red Camel. And anyway, my husband had come out of the Army, and here, this Red Camel brought him down to our house. And that's how I met him. Got him.
I see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't date nobody around Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. I never did. Was in that dating.
And do you have
then,
children?
Then we just, I just one girl. She lives right up here.
Oh, she does?
Me. Uh-huh.
Well, that's nice that she lives close by.
Because she works. She gave me a permit.
Very nice.
She took up beautician.
Uh-huh.
Well,
uh-huh.
She's done a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. through my questions here. So, which church did you go to?
New Providence. Uh-huh.
Did you do things with the young people out there?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. That.
But did you?
I remember they did have things, you know, but I don't remember not that much, mm-hmm. you know, back.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause Mr. Wiseman, Thomas Wiseman, he used to run the school, one of the school buses
right.
on Sundays mm-hmm. and pick up.
Did you ride the bus to church?
Uh huh. We rode it.
'Cause there are too many of you for a car. 'Cause
he would make his rounds on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And pick up people. I like that.
Did you go to Bible school?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy being at Bible school during the summer?
Well, we had a teacher come to the school, you know, and had...
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. Bible class, too, mm-hmm. at the school.
Do you remember any of the ministers?
No. I don't remember their names.
Do you?
I have a picture of some way back.
Mm-hmm.
That he was a McLaughlin.
Right, mm-hmm. Dr. McLaughlin.
My neighbor was a Ms. McLaughlin. She was related to those McLaughlins.
Uh-huh. When did your family first get an automobile?
I remember the old Model A. I watched Daddy. That's how I learned to drive, watching Daddy.
Oh, you did?
He had the old Model A.
Mm-hmm.
Now I never will forget.
So you remember learning to drive?
Just watching Daddy,
uh-huh.
and I learned to drive the old Model A. We came to Stanton once, and Mama had never drove before. And Frank drove down, and they'd come down, you know, Mom got us some shoes and stuff to wear. We was going back up. We always traveled the Middlebrook Road.
Mm-hmm.
We was going up the road. And I don't know, Frank just took a notion. He wanted Mom to try to drive. Mom got on the steering wheel. I don't know what she done. All I know, that old Model A went up the bank and clipped over, you know.
Oh.
and I was in the back, and I was the last one getting out, and I said, "Now, what's Daddy gonna say?"
What did he say?
I don't know. It's hard to tell what he said.
Oh my goodness. Did you all get it back right side up?
Yeah, with Frank, yeah, we turned it back up.
And he drove?
Nobody said nothing, no. It stayed quiet, but I imagine Daddy found it out. I never did hear nothing out of it, though, but I imagine Daddy found it out.
Oh, that's funny. Huh? Did you mostly go to Stanton to do your big shopping instead of Lexington?
Yeah, well, most like Mom always came to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Bessie Wade of Bustleburg used to pick the cream up and bring it down here to Stanton to the creamery. And then she would, if any of the women wanted to come with her, you know, they would come down with her that way, and then they'd shop and
uh-huh.
come back with her. They had that. They had ways, you know, to,
mm-hmm. to get where they needed to get.
Uh-huh.
How often did she pick up the cream?
I don't know if it was once or twice a week or something like that.
And so you did the milk and then you also separated the cream?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have a separator or you just skim it off the top?
Yeah, we had the separator that separated.
Did it
that
turn?
Way Mom had to check, you know, Mom got to check, she had to check, cream check to spin that way.
Mm-hmm. Did it turn sour before she picked it up or did it stay sweet?
No, it kept it cold.
Mm-hmm. In the spring house it kept it cold enough?
And then we just set it out there on, out there in the road and, you know, she'd pick it up going to town with it.
Did your cows have names?
No, not as I know.
What people do you remember most growing up in Brownsburg? Miss Trimmer, probably. Miss Buchanan.
Oh, did I name Miss Williams?
Mm-mm.
Miss Williams. We could just see her and Mr. Dice, you know, he'd take, pick her up in his
and tell
you
me
know,
about
he would take her over to his house and then take her back up in Brownsburg. And I don't live, Ward lived right up there from us, too.
Who was
we
Ms.
had
Williams?
Good, you know, they were black people, Joneses, way back. I remember the Joneses way back when I was a kid. Lived right on the corner there where the Wade put that house.
I don't know which one that is.
It's right on the corner there, beside Ed Patterson's wife. That house they put right on the corner. You know, way back it used to be. These black people lived there, Joneses, who they were.
Uh-huh.
I remember they had this boy, his name was Bobby. And he came down back of our house there. And, you know, they had this curly hair. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to reach through the food, reach through the fence, till his head. Yeah, you know, we never, well, Marar Fisher was the old midwife.
Uh-huh.
And she's the only one who come over my house, as I know of, because we never did fool with the black people.
Were you born at home or in the hospital?
Yeah,
did you have, was she the midwife when you were born?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the only one I know.
Mm-hmm.
We mingled was her, and she'd come over my house and all.
Do you remember World War II? Do you remember anything going on related to the war?
Well, we was running stuff in that mill down our fort.
Where was the mill?
Down in Glasgow.
Oh, so you were working.
Yeah,
were
I was
there.
I was working down there. Yeah, I went to work down there. And they was running. See, I went there in 47.
Uh-huh.
And they were running yarn stuff to make, you know, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the spinning mill. And we run mostly wool then. And then they went running nylon. Then we run wool and nylon.
And what were they making? Were they making rugs?
Yeah, they made rugs down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ship out yarn. Some of that yarn they were shipping it out to other places. And it was Lee's, they called it Lee's Carpet, now it's our, then Burlington took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say Mohawkston took
right.
it over.
Do you remember Mr. Beckner, Wallace Beckner, did he work there?
Wallace, I remember Wallace Baker. Mm-hmm. Wallace Baker.
I think he worked.
You know, it's so many people that I knew and I see them now. They've got so much older and
right.
changed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them. I'd have to ask, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
They've really, so many of them's got older and they've really changed.
Mm-hmm.
I have people don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to go up to that Westmoreland restaurant and eat sometime on the other side of Lexington. And Kenneth Beard and Ruth was.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth looked like she was tired. You know Ruth?
Right, mm-hmm, I know that.
She looked like she was so tired, and they was right there at us, eating. And she didn't know. I said, Ruth, you look, she was yawning them like she's sleeping. I said, Ruth, you look like you're tired. She didn't know who I was. And I heard him, Kenneth, tell who I was.
People change. They really do change. Do you remember the businesses in Brownsburg, the stores? Did your family shop at any of the stores in Brownsburg?
I've got stuff at Bob Soupinger.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hoffmans. It used to be the Engelmans. Hensel Engelman was, you know, I remember them when they was there.
Where was their store?
It was right before you go in between those two stores there. The Engelmans used to run that one on your left, and Bob Soupinger was on that and on the
right. Uh-huh.
And I remember Clint Troxel and Harold Matheny used to stand out there on that
corner. Oh, tell me what you remember about them.
Yeah, you know, a girl go by, Clint Troxel would stand there on the corner and a girl go by and he said, aren't you pretty? I was saying something to Margie about that now. He was saying about something. Margie and said, talking about standing there on the corner. And I said, Clint Troxel would go say, oh, aren't you pretty? Or ain't you pretty? Or something like that.
And do you remember Harve Matheny?
Yeah, Matheny.
What do you remember about him?
He used to come down home, down my house. He'd come down my house. And Daddy had that old shanty there, you know, from staying. And it used to be this old colored woman. Well, they say you now supposed to say colored now. It's black. This old black woman used to be just like a shanty. She cooked outside. Had the stove outside, and she cooked outside. And Porter, Susan Porter was her name. Stayed in that little shack right up from Harvey Messina State, where he stayed. I think about those people now, though, you know what? She cooked outside on that stove, and I wondered, well, how'd she keep warm on the inside?
And she was kind of across the road from your father's garage?
Uh-huh.
Is that kind of where she was?
Uh-huh, kind of up in there and kind of growed up. Mr., what was it, Walter Dice lived in that big house. And then she had this kind of growed up there and was just a little shanty that there in the brush. She was more like I thought, a witch.
Uh-huh. So you're sort of scared of her?
We didn't get close,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a path come down through there from a school, you know. And you walk down through there, you know. We just see her right there with the burned wood in that stove and all, like she's cooking stuff on that stove, you know. Just look at her, you know.
Mm-hmm. But she stayed there all winter?
Yeah, she stayed there all the time. And you wonder how those people made a living.
Well, Harve Matheny fixed people's shoes, didn't he? Is that what he did?
Yeah, he fixed people's shoes.
And did he live right there, too?
Yeah, it was a little shanty-like.
Uh-huh. But sometimes he would come down to your house?
Yeah, he'd come down home, yeah.
And stay?
He didn't stay. Uh-huh. He'd just come down and, I don't know, just visit, I reckon, uh-huh. to see what's uh-huh. going on.
And catch up on the news.
I reckon. And just
well, someone told me that he used to make people's warts go away.
That is true. He made one go off my toe.
He did?
I had one right on next to my big toe.
Uh-huh.
And wart was sticking out. And he said, I can make it go off.
And how did he do it?
He rubbed his finger over it. He said something in his mind he wouldn't tell. He said something in his mind and that wart went away. But he wouldn't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And how did he cook for himself too, or did people?
Yeah, he dispatched by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stores was there and they could get stuff at the stores. And I had one of the teachers, I liked her. I can't think of her name. She was a preacher's wife. She lived at Rockbridge Baths. Her name won't come to me. And she would get me to get her, you know, I'd go home for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would get me to get her things at the store.
Mm-hmm. So she'd give you the money and then you'd go buy things for her lunch.
And I'd stop by the store and get it for her. I liked her.
Where did Clint Troxell live?
Way down by Brownsburg towards Walker's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in a shack down there. They said the chickens roosted on his pig.
And how did he support himself? Did he just do odd jobs for people?
I don't know. I don't know what he ever done. He didn't. I don't think he done much of anything.
Mm-hmm. But I think someone told me was he the one who used to raise dahlias? Flowers?
Yeah, he would have an orange tree, or lemon tree, I believe. He would have something like that.
Uh-huh.
With.
Huh.
And he just lived down there
mm-hmm.
in a shack, you know, to himself. I met a woman down here at Stanton one time, and this other lady told me that she was his sister.
Hmm.
But I never didn't know any of them. I just knew he stood on the corner up there.
Uh-huh. Did your family have a big garden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we raised.
Where was the garden?
Right there at the house. Because we used to make sauerkraut, you know, and, you know, people, I think about during the Depression, I remember back during the Depression, people would store up stuff. I remember they'd buy a whole sack of sugar, and they'd buy a barrel of cider, you know, put it in the basement, and they'd put stuff up, you know, for to use for winter time mm-hmm. and all, which people don't do now. And just canned stuff, you know. And
did you go to the cannery to can things, or did you can them at home?
I I remember going over her, but I don't. I remember that cannery, but I don't know if we canned any. I don't remember if we canned. I think we did most of our dyes.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy was good on garden, raising vegetables. It's stuff, you know, he didn't raise, like squash. And I eat stuff now, squash and cauliflower and stuff, which we didn't have in the garden. He was good on raising onions and potatoes and beans and cabbage and stuff like that.
He had a big family to feed.
Yeah.
Did you always have plenty to eat?
We always had plenty to eat because they raised hogs and meat and chickens. And I've seen something not long ago. Weekend come, people go out and kill them chickens. The chicken, you know, Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Your mother would fry chicken for Sunday?
Fried chicken, we had ham chicken. Daddy go out rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting, you know. And he had the old place, Daddy had the old place out in Pisgah.
Oh, he did?
And it had a spring, nice spring out there, and they had the nicest watercress. I like that watercress. I like greens.
Where was it?
It's on out past, next to Newport.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's a little old road that turned up left, and the Miller boy, Milton Miller, think he's renting there or something.
What did your father use it for?
He had guys to cut the wood off of.
Oh, I see, uh-huh.
And then, he had some cattle out there one time. After he got too old and all, he sold it, found some guy that bought it.
But the garage was really his main occupation. Mm-hmm. Did he do the butchering himself, or did he have somebody
come in? No, Frank Patterson and some of the guys, Ollie Strickler, they helped.
Someone, I think Molly Sue Whipple, was telling me one time there was a big rain and the creek got up and Herb got washed under the road and then came out on the other side.
Oh.
Do you remember that at all? You were probably really little.
They used to be a little old cupboard down there. You know, they had these big round pipes that go through. And the Herbie and Ray, they was down there and they had the bicycle sitting in the water, you know, spinning the wheel. How Herb got in there, I don't know. Herb got in there, he was just little, got in there and he washed through that pipe. They caught him when he got out.
That must have scared everybody.
If he would have, you know, if his clothes had just got hung in that thing, it would have been too bad. He was awful about falling. Him and Ray would go fishing, and down next to where Sam Patterson and lived, down there, he fell in. And he washed, they said, clean through on the bridge, and then Ray pulled him out.
Sounds like he was in trouble all the time.
I don't know what. You know how boy kids are. I don't know.
Did he help your father as he got older? In the garage?
Frank's the one that helped Daddy. A lot of times, Daddy would have to go somewhere in the mornings and sometimes Frank would stay at the garage so he came back. He'd probably have to come to town, you know, get parts or something. Mm-hmm. And then Frank would stay there and till he'd come back.
Was he a mechanic? Did he learn to be a mechanic?
No, he left and went up to Ohio. He worked in the Goodyear plant in Ohio, you know, to make tars.
Uh-huh.
Up, up there. But he went back to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He came, moved back here on Cal. LaVon's mom was old Monticello Lake. He was living over there. So he sold his house last year. He's been about a year. And they went back, because his kids lives up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So he went back up there. Put his mom in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back to Ohio. But he comes down all the time.
And this is your nephew?
Frank, my brother.
Oh, your brother.
Brother Frank.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought there were only four of you left, so they're actually...
Let's see, Frank's in Ohio, and Ray's over Lynn Herbs. And Herbs in Fairfield. And Janet's up the Bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I reckon I'll die here.
Well, it's a nice place to be.
It, you know. I didn't like where I was. I lived in Lexington, and I don't like town. I like the country.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it here because I feed the deer, and I've been trying to raise some bluebirds. And I get out here and just mess around, go back here and mess around.
How long makes
you feel better.
How long have you lived here?
I moved you in 75.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you've been here quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Did you build this house? Or?
Uh-huh. I had books of houses, and I studied the plans of them. And I built this the way I wanted. And I told my husband, we looked at houses and water been in the basements. I said, no, I ain't about to put no money in them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll stay where I'm at. I lived up there in Lexington, close to the recreation field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was just closed in houses. I don't like that houses on top of houses. I like a little space, you know, you can breathe. And I didn't like it because they built these
and
new houses.
Your husband worked at the plant too? He worked at Lee's Carpets?
He worked there, and then he worked, did Farmers Co-op work. He drove the oil truck, gas and oil
uh-huh.
truck. And then he went on the tractor trailer. He drove tractor trailer for over 10 years,
uh-huh.
Wilson's Trucking. That's why we moved, because he was driving down here to Wilson's Trucking, and I had them in the King's Daughters Hospital. We had two cars up and down that road, so that's why
mm-hmm.
that's why we moved.
So you were working at King's Daughters?
No, I had my back operation.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And I was coming down to see the doctor down here, mm-hmm. Dr. Webster. And I would look, when I come to the doctor, I hunted for land.
Mm-hmm.
So then we sold our house up there and built this.
I think before we turned the tape on, you mentioned that you stayed out with Mrs. East sometime while her husband traveled.
One time. I don't know, he was hunting or something. I went down and stayed with her while he was gone.
Because she didn't want to be by herself.
Uh-huh.
And it was her son who was killed in the war, right? George?
Yeah, I believe so. And then it was, you know, the Slusher. Wasn't the Slusher boy
mm-hmm.
named, was his name? Was he? I thought his name was George.
His name was George too. George too. Mm-hmm.
I remember Hugh Slusher.
Mm-hmm.
It was another one, but I can't think of his name.
Harry and Bruce.
Bruce. I remember Bruce. I see the death in the paper that we went to school with. It was a Keith Miller. He was way up in some state. I remember seeing his death in the...
How about the phone? Did you all have a phone when you were growing up?
No.
Uh-huh.
They mommed and didn't get one until later years.
You were close enough right in town that if you needed to talk to somebody, you could just go talk to them, probably. Do you remember any important events that happened in Brownsburg?
No. Back when I was there, wasn't much going on. I think about back, they didn't put salt on the road. People, when it snowed, my insides were just growling and I ate some lunch. Back when I was, I know how we used to get up in Brownsburg and sleigh ride down through there, Because back in, they didn't put salt on the road and all. When they scrape it, it was still just a nice, slick, bed on it to sleigh ride, and nobody was out, like there are now.
Seems like it and snowed a lot more back then than it does now.
Oh yeah, I've seen it up to the fence post. We don't get it like we used to. It used to drift so bad. I've seen it over next to New Providence Church, right up to the top of the fence post.
Well, I bet people had a hard time getting up that little hill right at the stop sign in Brownsburg in front of your house when it was slick.
Yeah.
Were some people still using horses and buggies in your memory?
I remember Ms. Dice right there next to where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Dice had the buggy. She'd come into Brownsburg, and Ms. Lived down back of Brownsburg. She had an old Model T Ford, she'd drive. Because she was a McClung, I think.
Oh, mm-hmm. Was Sally Reed McClung?
Sally Reed McClung.
Mm-hmm. Was Miss Dice related to the Dice that lived next to the Waves?
I don't know if they was any related. And then the Dunaways, lived out there too.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess Audrey's still living. The boy, I can't remember his name. I seen him when my Aunt Fern Clemmer died, was buried. I saw him. Rudolph. He was Rudolph. I saw him then. In some way, they were kin. The Dunaways and the Clemmers, they were kin. Rudolph died. I think she's still living. I remember seeing her death.
Was your family pretty healthy other than all your broken bones?
Yeah. I mean, they done their own doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly they didn't spend a lot of doctor bills and all.
Mm-hmm.
We take aspirins, and I remember we had mumps. I don't remember. Mom always thought those little liver pills cleaned your liver off. I read in later years that they didn't. They didn't do what the, you know, says.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you have measles and chicken pox and all those things?
I don't remember chicken pox. I know we had the mumps, but I don't remember measles mm-hmm. and chicken pox.
Did your mother have any home remedies?
They would, we called it a toddy.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
And I still do it. You know, when it, you can tell before you get choked up, it's going down, scared to go into pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting choked up down your chest. And I mean, I fix me a hot toddy.
What do you put in it?
You take a glass of pretty warm water, about a half a glass of pretty warm water, and put a little whiskey in it
mm-hmm.
and sweeten it down with sugar, and then take it with the aspirin at night when you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That has helped me more than anything. It'll knock it right out of there.
I have to remember that.
And some people say they put honey in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to people. And that's the thing, because I'm scared, you know, going into new, when
no,
it tightens up down
that,
in
right.
there, when it tightens up and goes down in there and tightens mm-hmm. up, that's what I'm scared of pneumonia. And that, you take it and you go to bed, and that will. That'll help you. If I, that's the reason I stay in on account of this flu and
mm-hmm,
all,
mm-hmm.
stay away from people.
Right.
I just stay because they have been running in the paper, don't want people at the hospital on account of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when I start, I know I'm choking up in them. And I just take it at night,
mm-hmm.
aspirin, and that breaks it up. I don't wait till it gets a good hold.
Right. Yeah. Did people worry a lot about polio?
I don't think they do now. You
I mean,
hardly
did,
ever hear
you,
of it.
When you were growing up,
see, people? My mom had it.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, my mom had polio. Yeah, I left her crippled.
Did it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And she got around good, except, you know, she had corns and calluses on her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And she had them on her feet. But otherwise, she just couldn't wear shoes. Like, she'd wear tennis shoes and things. She just couldn't wear other shoes
mm-hmm.
like some people do.
How about holidays? Did you all celebrate? Did you have a big celebration for Christmas? Did you have a big Christmas dinner?
Well, Christmas mostly Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
and Christmas was the main ones. And, back when they had big families, they don't do like they do then. I tell people the way we did. When we was kids, we'd take a shoebox and write her name in it, you know, and put around the other tree. People think that's funny now. And then, you know, so they know which one to put the doll and the coloring book and crayons and things in. And that's the way we did.
Uh-huh.
But now, you know, these kids, it's all got to be wrapped in presents, mm-hmm. and, you know, around the tree.
Did you have a big Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, we always had Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas.
Did Did you butcher on Thanksgiving?
Probably around that time. Mm-hmm. I think that's most of the time around that time they butcher. I didn't get in that Virginia help, mm-hmm. you know, to cut up at least. I can't stand if I worked in meat, I just wouldn't eat it. I got a weak stomach, and you know, mm-hmm. I couldn't stand to work in it.